Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up right after this.
Critics have called it the best new show of the season. The action-packed thriller on Fox Television, simply titled 24. Each of 24 episodes follows Kiefer Sutherland as Special Agent Jack Bauer for 1 hour of real time as he takes on terrorism from inside and outside the CIA. 24 hours, 24 episodes. It's 24. And now, Bob and Tom Television presents a new real-time drama entitled 24 Seconds. The hard-hitting real-time drama about Chick McGee's sex life.
All right, Chick, you stud. Put down that beer. I want some of your nasty stuff.
You got it, baby. You got all night.
How do you like these?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yes. Chick, wake up.
No, I don't want to go to school. You think the principal saw us?
Great. I missed a dentist appointment for this.
Chick McGee in 24 Seconds. New from the Bob and Tom Television Network. 24 seconds. Don't miss it, because just like Chick, it won't last long.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You asked for it. You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Al.
It's Urkel, all grown up.
We've been stalling.
Hello. Relax.
Wow, Al, I was wondering what happened to my Aunt Margie's couch. It became a shirt.
It's a very nice jacket.
And Tom, you know this is the full velour suit.
I love it.
I'm just wearing the top, but yeah, it's a full suit.
Get a mustache!
No, Chick, I cannot grow one of those 80s mustaches. I want a black cop 80s mustache so bad. Mine just does not grow that thick. My dad had a thick one. I can't grow. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what's going on. What do I need to do?
Let me describe it. You've got a pencil thin mustache.
Yeah. You know what Tom says?
Are you shaving from? Are you shaving then from the what's that called?
The septum down.
Is that the septum or the labrum?
But I don't want it. Mine, I get that crazy hair here that you don't want, because if you shaved it on the sides, that would be bad.
I see.
So, like, I don't know how you guys do your mustache so it looks like a man's mustache. I look like I should be painting people on a boardwalk.
I will never.
It looks good.
I will never forgive these guys for letting me walk around in the 80s. With the adult cinema mustache,
it looked good, man.
It was so awful.
It was indicative of the time.
Everybody, I'd walk by them, they'd laugh behind my back.
No, we didn't.
So I was watching.
They're laughing because
we're fat. All right.
Wow. That's the kind of show it's been all day today. Al Jackson is our guest, and Al is, of course,
tell him
on the Daily Blast Live.
Tell him what you say about people who have pencil thin mustache. Go ahead.
Spicy.
To me, it's and this is based on, there was a sports writer,
Frank DeFord,
whose ego was just monumental, and I could just see him every morning sculpting his pencil thin mustache, staring at his face, going, "God, am I great?" And he would pontificate on sports, real jackass. Anyway,
he was on a Feel Real Sports Forever. Yeah, yeah, it was like if a guy from the 1800s was telling you about Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah. Very good.
That's exactly right.
So, Al, I've been spending some extra time at home lately because one of our girls is recovering from some surgery. She's doing great. But so I walk in the kitchen yesterday, and the TV was on, but the sound was off, and it was on Daily Blast Live. And it looked like...
I don't know if I should be offended by that. If you're just like, just mute him. Just mute him.
No. I wasn't... I just walked in, and it was on, and I guess only you and one of the others were in the studio,
And the we're back to the weird COVID. I don't know if we weren't really on in your market when we were in COVID soft lockdown. Mm-hmm. You know, the first time. So whenever things get a little crazy, we just go to me and one other co-host, and we've got an extra long desk, and we just kind of shoot like that, and we bring two people in from home. So unfortunately, we're good at it now, but it's we got a lot of practice the first time, so yeah, we can hook it up.
But and often you guys do very serious topics, and I can tell because you've got that really solemn face on. I'm thinking, come on, let's have a couple quick jokes.
Yes.
Al is really good at making serious topics funny. Whenever I tune into that show, and lately, Al, you've been joining me at the nail salon. You've been joining me at the afternoon at the sports bar. I always look. Who am I joined by?
That just
by
sounds
Al
like
Jackson.
An ideal date between us for the whole day.
See, Al is good at
making the game.
Making serious stories into comedy. I do the opposite. Mm-hmm. My comedy feels like serious story.
So, Josh, I felt like a documentary.
Now, Al is a distinguished stand-up comedian. Do they let you plug your gigs on the show?
They do. They have no problem really with me plugging my gigs. It's just kind of like when, because I do try and be, you know, tactful. If we just done a story about a school bus that's hanging off the side of a cliff, and I want to be like, and hang on, because I'll be in Pittsburgh. I don't want to do that either.
You tie it right in there, hang on.
Exactly.
Yeah, Al, I've always said about the school, but I always use this analogy. Whenever the radio stations, they give a stupid name to the traffic guy, and, hey, Fred Zeppelin here. Then they have a genuine tragedy, and it's, well, we have Fred Zeppelin at the school fire. It just kind of takes away from that.
It's like this thing I remember. This is a couple of years ago. We actually did dress up for Halloween this year and kind of did a special show. But we used to always, you know, ask, why can't we dress up for Halloween? And our boss was like, well, he let somebody do that when he was running a show in the 80s and they had a tragedy. So they had to report on a tragedy dressed like a salt and pepper shaker. You know, so there's a thing where, like, you have to always be ready and dressed for, like, real when you do a live show, because great things happen live and terrible tragedies happen live.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you got to make sure that you're dressed.
Yeah. You don't want a guy wiping off the clown makeup. he left the nose on. Somebody tell him.
No, somebody just comes in and draws a tear. And that's how people know it's serious.
Now, do you have to wear the earpiece when you're on TV?
I do. I mean, it's a weird thing. I'll send you the pictures and we'll put it on the Facebook, but the first time, you know, I got fitted for my earpiece, it's this liquid, and you stir it, and it's like a gel, and then you put it in your ear canal, and it hardens, and I remember asking the guy that gave it to us, I was like, would this get stuck in somebody's ear? And he's like, absolutely not. I've been doing this for 20 years. So cut to 8 hours later, I'm in the ER, with this jammed in my ear, because he was so serious, as it was getting lodged in my ear, I was like, well, he said it's not, but like, you know, like it feels like just a man has his palm over your ear. You're like, I cannot hear, but I'm telling myself I can. So I finally get there, and they had to like blast my ear with that really high pressure water at the ER. Is very weird.
Wow.
And like, you can't leave for an hour because it throws your
equilibrium
off, because those little hairs in there, it's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We're talking with a comedian, Al Jackson. He's our West Coast correspondent. And I had the pleasure of being in the Denver airport the other day.
Yeah.
Wow. That was
looks
busy.
Like you guys had fun too, skiing.
Yeah.
Next year,
you guys didn't hook up. I thought you were going to have lunch or something.
I'm busy. And there was all kinds. Yeah. Do you ski? Yeah.
No.
I'll give you some lessons.
You do not want my dad to
do this. Can I get hurt skiing, honestly?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. You die.
Yeah. Oh, you can.
That'd be a good segment for the show.
What?
Can Al get hurt doing this?
Oh, and then I'm not getting hurt.
Oh, I was going to say, you don't want him skiing to get hurt on TV.
No.
That's a great title for the segment.
Learning to ski, the first couple days are pretty agonizing, especially if it's cold. But then it's like riding a bike. Once you get it, you get it. And it's like driving your own roller coaster, Al. You'll love it.
Can Al get hurt doing this? Today on Can Al Get Hurt?
Yeah. Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Well, right now it's time for Al to educate me in the world of language. We did have, did you see the banned words list? Did you guys talk about that?
No, we might today. What's on there?
It's the,
so I can say it.
The, what is it? It's Lake Superior University State. Does. Oh. Yeah, they do it every year. They give, it's actually, it's more phrases, really.
Yeah, like
yeah, we did that. We did that story yesterday. I didn't know when you said Lake Superior State University of Michigan. I told the audience I went to that school, and people were like, "Did you?" I was like, "No." But they were like, "Circle back."
Yeah.
Was on there.
Yeah, that's the one.
New normal was on there.
Your no worries. You know what wasn't on there, Christy, that I want, and I don't know if this is you, you have daughters.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you've gotten this more than anybody. Tom, maybe you too. I don't like when people text back K.
Oh,
I want okay or I want an OKAY. I don't know why K bothers me. It just seems like you're too
and that is
busy for me.
And especially when it's a dude.
I think it is a lady thing.
Oh, my girls do it all the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have some guy friends who do it. It gives me the shivers.
Okay. You know, yeah. Some of the words on there were, and I think this is unreasonable. Supply chain, valid phrase, important.
No.
The phrase at the end of the day. I think it's okay.
I can't do it with that one. Yeah. And no. There's some people that overuse it and they ruin it for everybody.
Right.
Yeah. I want, like I said, there are phrases I could go without hearing, like, we're out of toilet paper.
What? Never, you don't like to hear that one.
Well, of course not.
Yeah. I don't want to hear someone go, I did my own research. Really?
Okay. We're out of toilet paper is not on the list.
Hang on a second. What? What are you talking about?
These are phrases
about?
I don't want to hear.
Oh.
Al, educate me in the world of words. What have we got today?
Okay, and by the way, Tom, because they told us to select one, mine was I did my research.
Yeah,
that was my friend. It's just I did my research. It's just like I did medical research for 2 years, and it's so boring for people to throw that phrase around. I'm like, no, you should actually have to do it. It's super boring. It's not like fun internet. It's you in a lab.
Yeah.
It's quiet. It's horrible.
Do you have pipettes in your garage?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Yeah, but Tom, we got to get you ready for 2022. It's a new year. It's a new you, Tom.
Okay, cool. I'm ready.
So I'm saying it like this. It's time for the sleigh.
Oh! What does that mean? Is that S-L-E-I-G-H?
No.
Time for the sleigh. It's like a...
What a way to just take... It's like... if you know how, like, when you christen a ship to go out of port for the first time, and you smash the champagne on the side, and when you do that, it punctures a hole in the fuel lodge, and the boat sinks as everybody's there to watch it leave. Like, that's what you just did, Tom, to kick the year off. It's sleigh, S-L-A-Y.
Time for the sleigh. That means...
Yeah, Tom for the sleigh.
Tom for the sleigh.
So you for the sleigh.
Oh, Tom for the sleigh.
Yes.
Oh, I see. I see.
Not
sorry.
Time for.
Okay, Tom for the sleigh.
You hear what you want to hear, don't
so you? Then you would always use the person's name you're addressing then. So I would say Ace for the sleigh or Chick for the sleigh.
Get caught up in that.
Yes, yeah, you could do that. Definitely.
Is that like going for the win? You're going to go out there and slay him like a...
I like where you're going. Keep going with this thought. Talk it out. I like where you're going.
We were having a discussion and we were trying to be funny and it was Josh for the sleigh when he capped it with a great line. Is that correct use of the term?
It's more used in the fashion makeup world. So for the sleigh just means you are looking fierce that day, or you did my outfit, hair, makeup, anything that people can see, and now I look good. And if Tom, you looked up, I'd be like, "Hey, that was Tom for the sleigh. Look at my."
I can tell you right now,
that has never been said about
right now
Tom
in this room, with the possible exception of Christy. No one's even getting on the sled in here. Looks like we're ready for the janitorial crew.
All right, so Tom, use it in a sentence. Yeah, you got it now.
I could say, oh, my beautiful girl, Kelly, God, she was just ready for the sleigh. Did I do it right?
No.
Kelly.
Ready for the sleigh.
Oh, my gosh, that makes babe. It sound
that
like
dress, that hair, Kelly for the sleigh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it means you're killing it. You're looking so good.
Yep.
Yes. And also, Josh, I know you said you worked in a call center, but every time I hear Josh talk in the way that he's like, even though he's joking around when you put these phrases in, I'm like, Josh is very comfortable around black people.
Yeah,
I can
of course.
Tell. You're just very comfortable. You've worked around, and like, there's a casuality about the way black folks talk, and Josh has that. It's a weird, I'm telling you, Josh could go to like a black jazz club and hit on women with a 61% success rate just right at the end of the bar.
What's the line that works? What would be your line?
Oh, man. When I in the call center, when I would flirt, I would always really wide it up. Always.
Really?
Yeah.
You go the other way?
I was called stupid so many times, but that was like a compliment.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
As a comedian, I've heard other white comics say, if a black crowd or someone goes, you're stupid, you're killing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, that's nice.
So I would always, I've been listening to this new hardcore rap, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. That would always get laughs. I remember one time we were all setting up chairs in this dark room for like a meeting, and there was a
noise.
You
mean the lights were off?
Yeah, the lights were off. The lights were off.
No, all of his coworkers. So they call it a dark room.
Well, I was the only white guy up there helping set up chairs, God. And there was a noise in the back of the meeting hall. And everybody got scared, and I go, I'll go investigate that. And it killed.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's a quick reference to white guys going to check out noises in horror movies and getting killed.
Exactly.
That's that was an in-time, really great joke. I'm telling you, Josh, you got a gift, my friend.
Okay, well, we have time for one more word, Al. Go.
Tom, there's so many. But let's use a phrase. Tom, tell me what slim thick means.
Oh. I already love this.
Slim thick. I know. I am familiar with the term thick. That refers to a...
By the way, can I just say to the audience listening, Tom just put his hand and his pen up in the air he had a dispute with the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Mr. Jefferson, tell us about your slavery background. Okay. No, thick, I know, is an attractive woman of a certain size. With an ass that is nice, right?
Sure,
What's special about that word thick, Tom? Tell the people.
She's thick. But it's a good thing.
Right.
Right, and how is it spelled?
Oh, I didn't know there was a spelling issue.
Oh, yeah, you better.
Mm-hmm. It's not closed captioning. It's spelled with two C's. Thick. T-H-I-C-C.
Oh, is it an anagram?
No. It's just a different way to spell it.
Okay. And then now the new phrase is slim thick?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I know Slim Shady.
Yeah,
I was just about to say, don't overthink it.
Okay, and that's the distinguished Eminem.
30 years ago.
Distinguished Eminem.
Did you know that Eminems in England are called Smarties? Oh, that's a different topic.
Sorry.
Would one reference a woman as saying she is slim thick?
Yes, sir.
Does that mean she's tall with a big butt?
Yeah, I like where you're going. Keep talk it out.
She's largely slender. However, her so-called booty is bodacious, if you will.
Tom, you. I mean, I don't. Do I really like the phrasing you used? Absolutely not. Are you right? Absolutely. So all you got to do is just take us home. Use it in a sentence.
I was at the concert, and I couldn't help but notice that the one of the background singers was Slim Thick.
That's right. And Tom, what concert were you at?
Possibly Pink Floyd in this instance.
Richard Clayderman,
great
maybe?
Gig in the sky. I'm sure there's a Slim Thick.
There you go. Yeah, on vocals. Okay. Al Jackson can be seen in the Daily Blast live. I highly recommend Al. Does a great job on the show, and we always appreciate your
I love y'all.
Input.
I love that jacket. That is sweet.
Well, thank you, Christy. I'm going to get you one. Do you want one?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my Lord.
Did you wear it?
No.
Yes. Nice velour.
No. Al looks like he should be on stage with two other guys wearing the same outfit, and they're dancing in the background.
I feel like I look like Pizza Hut is trying to reboot the inside. Have you ever seen, like, remember those old Pizza Hut lampshades?
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to reboot like Domino's did.
Don't listen to them. You look...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.